Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and we're going to start off with Mesa. There's nothing better than love.
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love, to love.
And I mean all these words I say, and you don't have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. I wanna be loved.
There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. Self reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love.
For your love.
reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Mesa. Nothing is better than love. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence on this line. You may be recognized as many names, but on this line we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so I want us to become very intentional in this right now moment. And in this sacred moment, I want us to just be still and become intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath. So I just want us to recognize that in the breath is where we find our oneness. And so I want you to take in a deep breath and breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Then I want you to release the breath. And so as we become still, recognizing this one power and this one presence, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not, I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want you to breathe. Release. slowly. Last time, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Take in a deep breath and breathe. Be still and know that I am, God. Breathe. And release. Prepare our mind. For Reverend Ike's prayer treatment. Knowing that there's, you have the power to speak a thing and command your morning, and together in this manifest march, we will command our morning. Knowing that we have the power of God in us, family. This is your time to manifest. Let's manifest.
Let's get rid of all of the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about 3 good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over.
Yes.
And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
Open my mind to all the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's good pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life.
All of the riches.
Health, happiness, love.
Health.
Success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity, and
money. I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With absolutely no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
I open my mind to money.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being,
of the
doing,
mind.
Having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of
this
God.
This is real money.
This is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form.
That I need
of
and
money.
Want.
That I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your 2 outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the 3rd eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself. I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a,
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself
as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself myself as a person with a lot of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds. Certificates of deposit. A big investment portfolio. I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having money.
Money making money.
Money.
Money making money. It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God.
For money and all of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness in life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you, Mother God, for all that is. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We ask you to send supernatural favor over our finances today, God. We ask you to bless and anoint our manifestation ability right now, God. We ask you to come and activate our ability to manifest more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, God. I ask you to come and touch every cell, every molecule, and every atom in our body that we may come forth in the prosperous, abundant, joyful, happiness place that we came to the planet to be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Amen. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father Sky. The sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the rain. Good morning to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Oh, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning to the earth, wind, fire, water, and the ether. Good morning, family. Good morning to all my kings and queens this morning as we could together invite and invoke our most beneficent angelic family. Yes, good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke our archangels. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters, our master guides and our spirit guides. Good morning to the unseen spiritual committee. And as we stop each and every Monday through Friday together, collectively we pay homage to those who walked the planet before us, those who sacrificed their lives on this journey. And so as we pay homage this morning, okay, we say, thank you, ancestors. Thank you, ancestors. And as we speak those names or those loved ones out loud, in our hearts, we honor our ancestors. As I speak the name of my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, who was the vehicle who assisted me for planning. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. And as we invite our ancestors in, and as we invite Mama Colette Grant, who midwife this call each and every day. Good morning, Mama Colette. And as we send love to those known and unknown ancestors, as we give thanks to stand on the shoulders of so many, and as we honor this morning by pouring libation into the earth, giving thanks for those ancestors, sending love into our descendants, those who will come after us. Thanking God for the work that we've done will be a game changer for those who will come behind us. Give thanks, give honor. We send love into the path for those who will walk this journey after us. And each and every Monday through Friday, we stop and we honor the divine presence of self. Honor the divine presence of self. I just want you to say thank you. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for bringing such a special gift, talented, wonderful spirit into the planet and called it and then say your name, Janine. And as we honor the divine presence, honoring the presence of ourselves as divine, we give thanks. Thank you for children who are magnificent on my heart and sending me to the planet this morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, my millionaires and billionaires, yes, inventors, authors, New York Times bestselling authors, Academy Award winner, filmmakers, and all the gifts and talents that's on this line, I give honor and grace this morning to say good morning to you. The love in me greets and honor the love in you. The God in me greets and honor the God in you. The light in me greets and honor the light in you this morning. Namaste, family. It is such a pleasure to be in the presence of the Love Journey community. It's such a pleasure to be back in a place where love is the only answer. I'm going to play Testify by Diana Reeves, and then we're going to get started this morning. Let's get started, family. We're on day two of our Money Love Challenge. I'm super excited to build and to grow and develop a stronger, more energetic expression with my money. I am so excited on this. I want to give lots of love to Khadija Ali for heading this up with us. I hope you bring your money journal. And as you move through it, if you have not brought your money journal this morning, please go get your money journal and let's get day two together. So we're going to play a song, invite a friend, and let's let the healing begin. This is The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Diane Reeves right here on The Love Journey. Testify.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on but peace of mind. And all that stuff, just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
With Janine Ann Ingram. Yes, and that was Diane Reeves, Testify. I love that song. And I thought I'd play that song today as we move into today's experience, because we had a lot of new callers, and one of the callers inboxed me and asked me what was the one thing that I thought Now, this is an interesting question. What was the one thing that I thought was the most important factor of spiritual characteristics we can have? And I just want y'all to think about that for 1 minute. I'm going to give you like 2 seconds. And I said, anybody can guess? Anybody? Anybody? Love. I said, if I had to introduce a new word into the dictionary, if it's not already in there, I would call it loveify. Yeah. You see, to loveify, that's a good word, isn't it? To go with the love soap. And I had came up with these three, think about loveifying. Loveifying our relationship to money, loveifying a relationship to our husband or our wife. Loveify. How you loving today? And I thought, wow, what an interesting question. Because anybody and everybody who knows me knows that I think there's nothing better than love. But not love like, and even though this is a powerful love experience, and it teaches you, it opens up the little portal in the universe that shows you what it can feel like when we truly walk it in that divine space of love. You know, sometimes we get caught up in those relationships. And maybe we should talk about the spiritual lessons in relationships, in our romantic relationships. And then we'll come back to loveify. Because sometimes we think love is that attachment we feel. There is a part in there that is love, but when it becomes fear and then when it becomes possessive and when it becomes attached to an outcome, then it's no longer love. I know many people crave this feeling called love. And I know many of us had it and lost it. And some of us feel stuck in relationships where before we felt free. Or maybe we went through a rough breakup and are timid about even getting into another relationship. But here's the good news. There's a spiritual lesson in every relationship. Boom. Somebody ought to tweet that out. There's a spiritual lesson in every romantic relationship. Now, if you're single, we can learn the lesson from our previous relationship. Or if we're in a relationship, we can learn the lesson and even go deeper. Want to learn the spiritual lesson of your relationship? Let's go deeper. You see, love and passion in a relationship make our lives come alive. A fulfilling relationship make your life worth living. It takes you deeper. It heals you. It brings your heart out. I remember I was reading a book, and this one guy said that his therapist told him, "Congratulations. Now, if you really want to grow, get into a relationship." I want you to think about that. I was reading a book, and a therapist told this young man, if he really wanted to grow, get into a relationship. Boom. That was powerful advice. You see, there's a spiritual lesson. And when we learn the lesson, everything improves. I know you never thought that there's a spiritual message in your romantic relationship. But when you look at the first 3 to 6 months you fall in love, but you don't really fall in love, what you're falling into is this chemical soup, right? You see, you fall into dopamine, oxytocin, epinephrine, and all those other neurochemicals serotonin. All the neurochemicals and all the peptides and all the different hormones of the body that just kind of flood together in this chemical soup, and you sort of feel this magical, mystical, incredible feeling, right? And I'm going to say that the reason is twofold. One, because you're given the experience of what divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness or whatever that might be, you're getting that experience of what that feels like temporarily. And why are we getting that experience of what it feels like temporarily? Because that's the feeling that happens when we truly fall, or I don't like the word fall, so let's pick up another word. When we truly develop the love relationship with ourselves, that's the same feeling. Can you imagine being in that dopamine feeling, that epinephrine, and all those chemicals that you start feeling in your body for yourself? That's why I created the Love Soak, so that we can begin to journey our lives with that same feeling every day, waking up in that same serotonin. Ooh, I love me some Janine. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, recognizing and operating in that God consciousness. Ooh, can you imagine that energy? We're getting that experience of what that feels like temporarily, because that's the job. That's our real earthly job, is to return to that place of love. And so we get to experience it bit by bit every time we feel those bits of, every time the portal of the universe opens and allow us to feel that experience, when we feel it in a relationship, or when we feel it with a newborn baby, or when we look at a full moon lit night, that vast body of water. I feel like the Love Soak today. Or a beautiful sunrise and a warmth and a kiss. When the sun kissing your face, or maybe even when the sun sets and the earth takes on its golden glow, when we feel the presence of the energy of love of God in that moment, that's the real experience we're supposed to experience on earth. That's the lesson. Okay, let me come out and get back into the lesson. And also, the biology is designed to make sure that we're bonding, that we make love so that we can continue the perpetuation of life. But the veil eventually drops on all relationships when you begin to see the person for their flaws and the things that used to make you really love this person, and the things that can really piss you off. And instead of leaving, unless you're being physically abused, in which case you want to get out immediately, there's an opportunity for you to learn the spiritual lesson. Here's what we learn. We all have childhood wounds that we've been through. And what's fascinating is when we tend to draw to us people, we tend to draw people to us that's a vibrational match. You see, the reason we're attracted to someone, not just physical, chemical, or pheromonal, there's also a spiritual lesson for you. There's a piece of your childhood that needs to be worked out. Yes, the person came to help you work out your childhood wounds. Isn't that interesting? That's why I always say the childhood, inner child healing, you know, that's one of my favorite coaching modalities that I use, because of all the things we can do, I don't know if there's anything deeper that goes as deep as the inner child healing, in my opinion, because I relate it to, like, when we go outside and we pull the weeds up. If we just pull the weeds up and we pull the weeds up, and then next week they back and they back, most things just pull the weeds up, but nothing takes the root out like the inner child healing. And so people come in our lives to work out their childhood stuff. Yep. Can you believe that? there's a piece in your childhood that needs to be worked out. And you get the opportunity to see this beautiful example of someone in front of you who has the element that you're missing, or they have the element to the catalyst to assist you into healing. So you can make them wrong for it. You can argue. You could try to change them, but that never works. Or you could really start to take responsibility for your side of the relationship and go, what's my spiritual lesson here? What is my spiritual lesson? Maybe I'm being asked to have a greater sense of self. Maybe I'm being asked to open up and be more vulnerable. Maybe I'm learning how to set boundaries. But the things that attract you to someone will be the things that pisses you off and will be the reason why you want to break up or will break up unless you learn to embody it. Come on, I know I'm pissing somebody off this one. Somebody said, Janine, lost her mind, right? But here's the thing. Deal with it now. You can leave the relationship and then go on to another relationship. But the thing is, you're just going to keep having the same sort of chemical soup in love over and over and over again. See, the veil will always drop. You would date the same person in different shoes. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. So if you're in a relationship and you feel stuck, use this as an opportunity to learn the spiritual lesson, because you're going to learn it one way or another. Bam. You're going to find yourself in the exact same position in the future that you are in right now. So you get the opportunity to dive deeper, really embody what you learn. So without ego, without needing to be right, without trying to step into some sort of hierarchy or you're right, they're wrong, because remember, in a relationship, it's not really about being right and wrong. It's about us taking responsibility for our healing, for our side of the street. So really ask yourself, what's my partner teaching me? My partner teaching me that I must learn to love me more? Do I need to speak up for myself? Do I really need to learn how to have a voice in this situation? What attracted you to that person? What's pissing you off about that person? And honestly, how could you embody it? I coach many people through relationships. And this has saved so many relationships. When we start to think, how am I being asked and offered the opportunity to grow here in deeper and deeper ways? What is the spiritual message? What is the spiritual message in my relationship beyond the in love feelings, beyond the oxytocin? What's the spiritual message? And if we learn it, then we won't have to keep going through that heartbreak stuff. We can go to the next level in our spiritual life and also in our romantic life. I want you to think about that. You see, relationships can be our biggest spiritual mirror. Our romantic relationship can be our biggest spiritual mirror. And I want you to think about that. Some of us avoid relationships like we avoid the plague because we don't want to be hurt. We guard our heart, but all you're inviting into your space is fear, because that's the vibratory energetic expression that you're sending out. When I tell you, when you truly release and unveil and uncondition yourself from all the things that you've been taught about love and just truly allow love to lead and guide you, love needs no need. It doesn't need protecting because nothing can step in love's energy except love. So let's get back to my new word, loveify. I love it, love it, love it. Don't you love loveify? So some of us might be experiencing some stuff today, and I thought, man, well, maybe we should just loveify it. Whatever's going on, if it's something in our body, let's loveify it. Is our spouse just doing what it's doing? Our relationship is where it's at? Just loveify it. You see, to loveify is the most wonderful thing. When you do it, it makes your heart feel bigger than your body. You feel like a happy millionaire, billionaire, and light beam pour out of your eyes. To loveify your relationship is the highest blessing. And here's how you do it. Step one, dedicate a relationship to love. Choose one relationship. You can choose your partner, your son, your daughter, your parent, a colleague at work, the bank manager, your money, your cat, an orchid. Any relationship would do. And since we're on the second day of our Money Love Challenge, I chose to loveify my relationship with money. Woo! Consciously dedicate the relationship to love. Don't just think about it in your head. Say it from your heart out loud. I dedicate my relationship with money to love. Let's say it. What are you dedicating? What are you going to loveify? What relationship would you loveify today? Come on, family. And together we're going to say, I dedicate my relationship with whatever you, so it could be my relationship to my husband. Today is my husband's birthday, matter of fact. Let me send him happy birthday, love. I dedicate my relationship, it could be to my husband, Brinson, to love today. And say this again until you really feel it. Say it over and over and over again till you feel it in your heart. Because, see, to loveify someone is to appoint love as the guardian angel of your relationship. So let's say it again. I dedicate my relationship with money to love. I dedicate my relationship with money to love. Come on, family. This is a good exercise. And whatever you want. It don't have to be money. Even though we are on the second day of Money Love Challenge, you might feel more, you know, you might feel more like you want to, your child or somebody else or whoever it is or whatever it is, just loveify it. And step two, make love the big thing today. You can even say you want to loveify yourself. I dedicate my relationship to myself, Jamie and Ingram, to love. Ooh, that felt good, juicy, and delicious. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So make love the big thing today. To loveify a relationship is to identify love as the real purpose of being together. See, love is our holy work. It's bigger than everything, bigger than every distraction, bigger than how busy you are, bigger than any fight, bigger than the past, bigger than any fear. In the sight of love, fear isn't as great as a single hair. Said Rumi. Let me say that again. Rumi once said that in the sight of love, fear isn't even as great as a single hair, said Rumi. An eclipse of the sun is just a trick of perception. After all, loveify your day by making love the most important thing today. Loveify. Yes, loveify. Step three, ask love to show you how. Have we ever stopped and asked love, so many things I got to tell you? Have we ever asked love? Have we ever asked love to show us how? To love someone, to loveify someone is to be willing to loveify them in the way that they really feel it. It's not about how you like to be loved. It's about how they like to be loved. Because love is intelligent, and love knows how to love. You can ask love to show you how to love someone today. Dear love, show me how to love money today. Dear love, show me how to love myself today. Dear love, show me how to love my spouse, whatever their name, Brenton, today. And let love express itself through you today. And be willing, receptive, open, and available for all of the love that exists for you today. Loveify. Let's loveify. Yes, that's our new word, loveify. I want you to loveify your relationship to whatever you decided. And even though we're on our second day of our Money Love Challenge, it does not have to be money that you loveify. But whatever. So we're going to have two assignments today. Today, our assignment, along with what Khadija gives us, is to ask love. Ask love to show you how to love whatever you decided that you wanted to love today. And write a letter, dear love, show me how to love money today. Show me how to develop a deeper, richer, profound, easy, and effortless relationship to be able to magnetize and more than enough. I know I'm just making up something as I go. But whatever you want to say, ask it to show you the way. We're going to invite Khadija Ali, if she's on this morning, to come on in and give us the second day of our Money Love Challenge. And then, if you have any more questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 if you're on the blog, if you're on teleconference, and press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. You are experiencing the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning, family. Good morning,
Khadija.
Good
morning, Janine. Can you hear me?
Yay! Yes, yes.
Yay! Good morning. Happy Tuesday, family. Welcome to day 2 of the Money Love Challenge. Of course, I'm your sister, I'm your friend, Khadija. I'm a speaker, grief advocate, author of 2 books, The Unwelcome Committee and Widowed But Not Wounded. I'm a co-author of both of those books. And co-director of a nonprofit organization called Hope for Widows. And I am here for us to transform and heal our money story. And we are doing a 21-day challenge called the Money Love Challenge. And so yesterday was setting our intention. And family, if you didn't get the opportunity to set your intention, we posted it on the Love Journey Facebook page. So please, please, please go over to the page, catch up with us, grab the intention off of the page, and let's get started. And Janine, I just want to thank you because you always bring the right information at the right time. When you started talking about healing the inner child and how important that work is, today's exercise is a little bit intertwined into healing the inner child. So today's exercise, yeah, I was like, oh my God, you know, like this spirit is just so amazing. So today's exercise is share your first money memory. So you're going to pull out your journal and you are going to write about the first memory that you have of money. And I know for many of us, that's going to go back to some point in your childhood or your teenage years or, you know, the first memory that you have. And I think that's so important because that is where a lot of our money stories come out of. It comes out of what we saw growing up. And I remember when we were doing Cash Flow Mondays, we talked about You know, what did you see growing up? You know, what shows did you watch that made you feel a certain kind of way about money? I don't know if you remember that, Janine. We talked about, like, watching Dynasty and Dallas and Beverly Hillbillies and what...
Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous.
Well, you watch Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous.
That was my favorite show.
Well, see, you were already in the right mindset. Some of us was watching those other shows that showed us that, rich people are evil and they messy and they fight and they do this and they do that. At least that was mine. So, that is our exercise for today, is to write your first money memory, write it in your journal, and I want to invite the family, as you're writing it in your journals, to also share how it made you feel. Because a lot of times, you know, we get into these exercises and we do these exercises and we say these things, but what is the feeling behind the affirmations or the recitations that you are saying? So I invite you to do that. And then also tomorrow, let's open up a little bit of a discussion. Came up to you and how did it make you feel? And do you feel that way now? So I just want to add a little bit on to the exercise. So, of course, to write the memory, write how it made you feel, and then come to the call next week and be prepared. Tomorrow, not next week, tomorrow. Come to the call and be prepared to discuss what came up for you, how it made you feel, and, you know, is it something that you're living out of even today? So with that, I am complete. I will post the day two exercise, of course, on the Love Journey fan page on Facebook. So if you didn't catch it, it will be over there, please. And as always, you can always text me. I can text you the information as well. And with that, Janine, I am complete. If we don't have any questions or comments, I'm good.
All right. I'm good,
Thank
too.
You.
That's going to be a deep exercise. So I got two exercises today. Whew, our first memory of money and to write to love, to loveify. Whatever you decide, I'm loveifying my money. So I'm going to be writing in my money journal about my first experience about money, and I'm going to then turn around and write to love. How can I love you more? Woo! Loveify, loveify, loveify. Yes. All right, I guess there's no question. If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. And if you are in the teleconference community, just press star 6 and come on in. All right. Somebody said, you put a lot on our mind about relationships this morning. That's funny. Here's a question. I'm just not understanding this relationship stuff. How can this be a reflection of me? Here we go with that same question. I don't know. Khadijah, why can't we see ourselves in these relationships?
Because we don't want to look at ourselves. That cannot possibly be me, but it is. It is.
She said, how can this be the biggest mirror? It's the biggest mirror because it's the biggest reflection of self. I understand why it's hard to see that he acting this way is a reflection, or she acting this way is a reflection of something that I'm vibrating that needs to be healed. And it's so really interesting that when we heal the inner child, how everything moves into a different flow. I'm telling you, this is the most powerful work you can do on the planet. Loving that little girl, loving that little boy, healing that little space inside of you that never seemed to have been heard, that didn't have a voice, that wanted to have a voice. It's so powerful. You see, the day that I I'll never forget when God asked me. And this is before I even heard of some inner child healing. I had never even heard of inner child healing. But God is so amazing. I was sitting in the middle of that bed, and I was hurting. To me, I was in pain. I couldn't understand. My life was just upside down. Everything that could go in a different direction was going. And I was sitting in that middle of the bed going, God, how could this be? And I promise you, when God said for me to pull out my journal, God said, put out your journal and write and put a line down the middle. And God said, on each side, on one side of the paper, put your pros, and on the other side of the paper, put the cons of the relationship. So when I got to the cons, I'm just writing. I put stuff like abandonment, didn't show up, just all kinds of stuff. And I promise you, Spirit said to me, when was the earliest time you felt that? Now, at that time, I had had no clue what an inner child healing was. And my mind took me immediately back to, I envisioned myself as a little girl looking out the window. Picture window. Waiting for my mom to show up for my birthday. And it was ironic because it was a similar time. It was my birthday. My mom and this guy I was dating, who I was in chemical soup with. I call it chemical soup because I was in attachment. And I couldn't understand. How could he do me this way? It's my birthday. He all not showing up. He ain't doing what he said he was going to do. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what in the world? And I was just like, am I within with relationships, with life? I just couldn't get it. I figured that it was a cruel trip. And I just wanted God to stop the world and let me off. You know what, God? You seem like you're playing a trick with people on this earth. You put people, see, that was still when I understood the Garden of Eden and the apple. Why would you put something to tempt people? Why? I don't get it. Why would you say you can't have your chocolate cake and eat it too? I don't get it. I want to have my chocolate cake and eat it. I don't want to just look at my chocolate cake. That's how I was talking to God. I was like, I don't really get this thing. It seems like it's a cool trick. It seemed like you put people on the planet to send them to hell. If there's a hell, if it's a devil, all that stuff. It didn't make sense to me. And I told God that. I said, you know, this don't really make sense. This doesn't feel like what I even imagined what love would feel like. And if you're a God of love, then show me what love is. Show me, God, what love is. Oh, what's the matter, little poo-poo? Show me what love is. And I told God, I don't want this. I don't want this. And I was really fussing at God because I did not want to be in that space, feeling like that. And I couldn't understand it, and I kept writing. And when I finished writing, everything, this gift came to show me, this beautiful gift that God had planted on this earth to be the person who was the catalyst to me learning to love me, showed me what I still needed to heal my inner child. Now, at that time, I couldn't articulate that because I didn't understand that men and women come in your life as a reflection. I didn't understand that what love was. I didn't understand none of that stuff because I still had a different view of what even God and love and all these things were. And so at that time, but it was real interesting when I made the correlation, it was the same exact thing that I said to myself on the way to, why didn't my mother come? She don't love me. Why? It's my birthday. I'm not important. And it was the same thing that I said on the paper. I wasn't important to him. You know, it was just really interesting that God took me through that. And that's when I found out that I needed to learn to love me. Even at that time, I didn't even know what love was. And so I sat and I told God, well, if the answer is for me to learn to love me, and I don't know what that is. Can you teach me? I remember taking everything off. I had cried as much tears as I can cry. I had wrote as much as I could write in my journal, and I decided to take a shower, and I just decided to pour, let the water fall on my heart, and I said, God, if you can clean my heart, and if you can teach me how to love me, I promise you I'll share this with the world. It seemed like such an abstract idea, and I didn't even know where love was going to take me, but love took me much further than I could ever imagine. I thought it was going to clear up my ability to have better relationships. But what it did was it cleared up my ability to hear God. It cleared up my ability to understand and see myself differently and to really know what does it mean when the Bible says, ye are God? What does it mean when Christ says, you can do everything I've done and greater works? It opened up my ability to see myself as God sees me. But this is a whole other lesson for another day. And I know we're at the top of the hour. And so, as I leave you today, I want to remind you, or let me just make sure before I leave, just anybody, no questions on Blog Talk and no questions or comments on the teleconference, right? Okay. All right. Well, I just want to remind you, family, that there's nothing better than love, I tell you. This journey of life, I mean, I can tell you, you can pay for relationship coaches. You can pay for a business coach. You can pay for whatever coach you want, but I'm going to tell you the real healing happens in this inner child. When people come to me for business coaching or relationship coaching, the first place I take them is inner child healing. And every time, they need no more work. They don't need business coaching because once you heal the little girl or that little boy, all that seems to come together. Relationships come together. So I tell people all the time, you can pay for relationships. You can listen to millions of books on relationships. You can do whatever you want to do. But the only relationship and the only one true relationship is the relationship with self because it improves how you navigate life. It improves, it gives you a more clarity, and you remove all the stuff that keeps you in conditioning, that opens you up to even a better relationship with the universe, with God, and how you see God in its vastness. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than learning to love yourself. Nothing better is nothing better. See, I just came from heaven, and they just left the baby in here with me knowing I'm on the radio. They don't care. They sleepy because you done kept them up all night. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a new grandbaby. All right, y'all. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you on this day to choose love. Love is the only choice. And I also want to tell you, don't just dream, but live your God. God-sized dream, family. Live your God-sized dream. Live them. I want to remind you, too, today that the power is inside of you. But it only works if we work it, because God can only do for you what God can do through you. Let me say that again. The universe, God, Allah, however we've seen this most powerful energetic expression called God, can only do for you what it can do through you. So as vast as you allow God into your space with this presence, then the vastness of it will open up. As long as you keep God in a box and limit it to what you allow somebody to place in you, and I mean not even me. I don't care what church you go to, what Bible you read, Torah, religious text. Stop and ask God for yourself. Ask God to reveal God's mystery to you, for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. You know what I mean? I don't even want you to take me. I want you to just open yourself up and allow the presence of God to reveal to you his secrets, his mysteries. Because I'm telling you, there's nothing better than love. I'll never forget when Spirit came and spoke to me. It only happened to me one time, and I tell this story very limited. I was in meditation, And I was felt this, this warmth come over my body, and the room lit up. And I'm not crazy. I don't get high, and I don't drink. And it wasn't an electrical light. It was a warmth, energy light. And I instantly said to myself, I'm in the presence of God. I was in the presence of the magnificent energy. Even though we're always in the presence of a magnificent, but it was something unusual about this experience. I could feel the energy differently. I could see the presence of God. I could feel it. And I remember saying, I'm in the presence of God. And it was such a warm, orgasmic feeling. You immediately know. It was like what people explain when they have near-death experience. It was this light, and they kept talking, and they talk about light. And I'm just grateful I didn't have to die to see it. But I felt it. Now, anytime I see anything on near-death experiences, I know exactly what they're talking about because I felt it only one time. And sometimes I wish I could feel it again. Sometimes I just wish that would happen again. And I remember God telling me, teach my people love. Teaching love. And I was thinking, now this was a few years after I had begun my love journey. And I had started, not the love journey prayer line, but my journey of learning how to love me. And I remember asking God what was my purpose and what I want to do after so many, months and stuff. And this one time it just opened up. And the energy just, the warmth. I can only give you an example of the experience. It was like an orgasmic experience, but it was deeper, stronger than an orgasm, because it just, like, every cell in your body lights up, and you feel this warmth running through your body, and you're like, wow. It's just an excitement. I could remember how the sun was when I went out. I remember what I wore. I remember the excitement of the day after experience, and I didn't want to come out of it. It was like addictive. You just want to stay in that warm, loving energy. It was the deepest, most profoundest, most awesome feeling you can have, and there's just no words to describe it. I remember feeling that. And I don't know why I'm telling this story, but I tell you there's nothing better than love. Oh, I'm telling you this story because God told me that we don't know love, and God told me, teach my people that I am love. Teach my people that I am love. And what I get from that is God is not what a lot of times we've been told God was. What I gather from that, because that was all the words that came, was teach my people that I am love. My people do not know that I am loved. And I didn't really, get no more out of it other than the fact that God is telling me that we don't know that God is love, and we don't know what love is, because we think God is a punishing, wrath, harsh. But that's not true. And so God told me to tell the world that God is love. And so as I leave you today, I want to remind you that God is love. You are love. And so I'm going to leave us with Beyonce this morning. Put a little love on top, huh? And remind you that you are loved. Family, have a great day. I see you in the morning. I hope you're having fun with this Money Love Challenge. I am so excited. I'm loving this challenge. This is my second time actually doing this challenge. Well, actually doing a money challenge. And I love, 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 love this challenge. Because my mission and my goal is to eradicate the idea of poverty mind in our community, in any area, relationships, money, everything. I want God's people to be the example of true example of God. See, to me, we're not a true example or the demonstration of the proclamation of what it means to express God when we're living in any kind of lack, whether it's relationship or anything. You see what I'm saying? We're not demonstrating God when we in any kind of lack. I'm not demonstrating God when I'm constantly complaining about I don't have money or my relationship. That's not a demonstration or the proclamation of who God is on the planet. There's no way I could live in any kind of lack if I understood the ramifications and the realness and who God is on this planet. So that's my mission, is to eradicate any idea of lack and poverty in any area of our lives. We are a talented, amazing group of people. And together, if we just stop worrying about other stuff and start coming together and using our gifts and talents, supporting each other, we could be so amazing in how we navigate the earth and how we claim it. So again, I want to remind you that life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back. I want you to choose love, because love really is the only choice, family. And don't just dream your God-sized dream. Live them. Yeah, you might have to do some stuff to get to that side, but I'm telling you, it's so beautiful to live your God-sized dreams. Family, you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram, your spiritual transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, Inspirational Book of the Year, facilitator of beautiful workshops, Inner Healing Child workshops, Forgiveness Goddess workshops, Womb workshops, you name it, Love workshops, Self-Love, and a radio personality, Vision Board counselor. Just tools to do what I do. I love you all. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being a part of my tribe, a part of my community, that I couldn't do this without you. And it's Khadijah, girl, I got a lot of love for you. Thank you for always having amazing ideas and being a part of a community to share those ideas. Thank you for the work you do. And each and every one of you on the line, I appreciate all that you do as well. All right, this is Beyonce right here on the Love Journey. Love on top, family.
Bring the beat in. Can't you see the glow on the window pane?
finally got my love on top. Have a good, wonderful, amazing love for your day. Love you, family.